New York doctor Craig Spencer was released from Bellevue Hospital today. He is Ebola-free, and so it would seem is the U.S. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke to reporters this morning.
Let's also think about how everyday New Yorkers responded, and I think Dr. Spencer was an example to us all. He stayed cool, he stayed calm, he kept his sense of humor, he kept his focus and his positive view throughout. New Yorkers felt that, and they stayed calm and cool and focused throughout. There was never a hint of anything being abnormal in this city.
That's good news, but let's scan the landscape further. Bloomberg News is reporting that 357 people are still being monitored in New York for signs of the disease, which has killed nearly 5,000 people worldwide. Bloomberg's Shannon Pettypiece has been following this story. She joins us from New York. And first of all, Shannon, that number that your news organization is reporting, that's, we understand, the people that have been coming in and out of the city, which is one of the five cities that's been a transit point for people traveling from outside of the country?
Yeah. So, I mean, that sounds like a lot, and that sounds kind of scary. But I guess I would just like to emphasize that those are people who are probably pretty low risk. I mean, those include people who've been in Ebola-affected countries and people who, the health workers who transported Craig Spencer, to the hospital after he became ill. They were in full protective gear at that time. But the people we know of, though, who did have direct contact with someone who had Ebola in New York City, those were Craig Spencer's two friends and his fiance. Those are the people who we were watching really closely,
right,
who were the high-risk folks. Those three have now been cleared, and the virus has about a 21-day incubation period. It's been 20 days since Craig Spencer went into the hospital, so anybody who potentially would have had contact with him in the time he was going about the city or, you know, shortly before he went to the hospital or on his way to the hospital, those people would would be cleared pretty soon, too. So these 300 or so people who are being, monitored, those aren't people who are being quarantined, and those are pretty low risk people at this point, probably.
Well, there are people like CBS's Lara Logan, who went to Liberia for 60 minutes, and now she is self-monitoring, staying at home. Meanwhile, Dr. Spencer spoke as well today, and he had something significant to say. Let's listen.
Please join me in turning our attention back to West Africa and ensuring that medical volunteers and other aid workers do not face stigma and threats upon their return home. Volunteers need to be supported to help fight this outbreak at its source.
And Shannon, this is reminding us that, of the hue and cry when both he was diagnosed and when the nurse, Casey Hickox, was imprisoned in a tent in New Jersey when she came back from treating people in West Africa. It feels like there was just such a huge outcry then. And now here we have him kind of reminding us of where the real problem is.
Right. In West Africa, and that there was so much fear, right, that going on in the U.S., when we learned that, Craig Spencer had been bowling and on the subway and went and got meatballs and, people asking about, why was this doctor out, in the public? And then before that, the fear of this nurse who flew on the plane. And so far, we have learned that no one was able to get infected from that sort of casual contact. But that really did detract from what was going on in West Africa, where, the real crisis has been. We've had one person die, unfortunately, in the U.S., but about 5,000 people have died in West Africa, at least that number, and actually is believed to be vastly underreported, and 13,000 people have been infected. There are some signs that maybe the situation is improving in West Africa, we're still talking in the
sure,
tens of thousands of people in a virus that has a 60-70% mortality rate. And from what aid workers are saying to this point so far, the response is not yet responding as quickly as the number of infections are. And so until the response is, hammering away at this faster than the virus can move, we're not going to be able to get this virus
right
under control there. So that is where the focus should be now.
Well, we heard the Massachusetts Dr. Rick Sacra, who had been infected in Liberia and then was treated for Ebola in Nebraska. He's now Ebola-free as well. He wants to go back to Africa. And these people are now walking immunizations in a way because they're immune and their blood could help other people. Did Dr. Spencer say anything about what he plans to do?
No, he didn't. He asked for his privacy. He didn't give any details about what he's going to do next. He said, you know, he doesn't plan to make any public statements and, you know, there's a bunch of reporters right now camped outside of his house or his apartment in Upper Manhattan. So I'm sure we'll find out soon if he goes back there at some point. But, you know, so far we have seen those survivors donating their blood. Two of the missionaries who came back, Nancy Wright actually donated her blood to Craig Spencer because that can actually help them fight off the antibodies and that can help them fight off the infection. So that's a potential opportunity for him in the future.
Right. Well, and it could be something they could do in Africa, donate their blood. Shannon Pettypiece, healthcare reporter for Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.